So it's 7 a.m. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another great Sunday morning here in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming. I think we can go ahead and get started street sweeping.
How's it going? My name is Potter Kinghorn. We recently started a business, Parking Lot Pros, and we do multiple things pertaining to parking lots and streets. We have street sweepers, line striping, pothole repair, crack fill, and all of the above, sealant. I know that City of Buffalo's employees have a lot on their plate this year, especially with the winter they had, and we were willing to see if we could provide some relief with either a grid of the portion of the town, the street sweep, and possibly help out with crack fill and pothole repair throughout the city. So if that's something you guys would like, we'd be willing to put together either a bid package or whatever for a spring cleanup to help relieve some of the city workers.
Cotter, do you have a price per mile or anything that you charge, or is that it kind of dependent on what we would ask you to do?
Yeah, so it depends on what you'd ask you to do. You know, there's lots of options. We can do it as a whole package or an hourly rate or whatever you guys would think would be best, but we kind of need to know, you know, how much area and what you guys are willing to let us tackle as we move forward. So,
Kevin, Larry, you might be able to help us out here. I'm not sure how much time we have one guy dedicated to just sweeping streets.
Yeah.
And whether or not this would be a good idea to try to help alleviate some of the workload from your guys' end.
Well, you know, typically we have the one sweeper runs most all the time. This time of year, a lot of times we try to run two because we have two. We started out that way. Right now, one of them is actually down, so we're waiting on parts for it. You know, and this year we spent 6 months putting sand on the street, so it's going to take a little bit to get it picked up. But
yeah,
we're making a dent.
We do have two street sweepers available. They're fairly late model. Mid-2000s, they're in Ford Mobiles. I've done some test runs, and they do a pretty dang good job. So,
You know, I don't know. I'd say it this time. I don't know that it's really, I mean, something we can keep in mind, but I don't know that we really need to dive into it right now.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's definitely a good service and all that's there.
Well, if you guys ever need anything, right up the street. I know a couple of you got my phone number, so we'd be more than willing to help out.
Yeah, just like a basic cost sheet, for lack of a better term.
Yeah,
and I can email that over without a doubt. So, you know, typically if we're going to do a private deal, we run it hourly on our sweepers. So everything else, crack filling, everything else would be by the square foot, or depending on how bad a shape the road or asphalt is. So our regular rate is about $80 an hour on the sweeper. So
do we have a line item in the budget for outside help? Or?
We do have some for consultation, but your street repair budget could maybe hold some of it.
Okay, we'll suggest a stripe or two.
We do line striping for parking lots. So, but yeah, we don't actually have a street striper. So, which, if that's an option, we'd be willing to look into that without a doubt. So,
we got a striper, not for streets. Typically, don't do much street. No, so I got some long ones.
Yeah.
Do you have everybody's email? Like, you get email?
I do not. I got Julie's, but that would probably be the best contact, huh? So,
Todd will be back this evening to talk about their rip crop, and he wants you guys to enter.
Yeah, expecting it.
So he'll be at our 5 o'clock meeting as well. Sure.
Okay, yeah, sounds good.
We will be expecting samples to quality control samples.
Yeah, well,
yeah. All right. Well, thank you for your time.
Yep.
Parking lot pros.
So, with no objection, we'll just hop over that one for now and drop down the shooting facility for athletes.
Well, there, I haven't really gone through this. I was more concerned about the exact location of the facility on the shooting range, and I don't think we have that. The general description is, you know, this south something feet of 14 of southwest and southeast of one quarter. That's not sufficient to identify where this thing's going to go. If you had a preference, you need to have them survey it or have somebody go out there and say, this is where you're going to put the facility, and then describe it. So, and I see they didn't get funded for that. They, in the paper, they applied for funding this facility, and they didn't get it from the rec board. So I don't know where they are. I haven't talked to Jim. He dropped this by the office, but I haven't talked to him.
Is it typical that the city pays for heating and electricity on these type of deals?
No. Right now, as far as I know, the club out there is paying for their utilities, the power. Is there a bill for that?
I'll have to check on the power. I know we fill their propane tank once a year, so that's on the city. What else do they have out there?
I think we pay the electrical too.
I
remember I saw you about that before.
I'll double check to see if we do pay that. But they would be the only one. Like the Children's Center and the YMCA, we don't pay those. Any other buildings over there.
This is a big building. If they're going to be heating it, it's going to take some money to heat.
Yeah.
How big is the building?
It's 100 by 50 or something like that. It's big. I don't remember the exact numbers. I was up there by something. It's a big building.
What's the location?
What's that?
Well, just it doesn't mean.
Well, the shooting range is out by the wastewater treatment facility right behind it.
On that road going past
where they store the gravel and keep going behind the ponds.
Is that part of the Harvey place? Is that part of that Harvey place up there?
Hanson place.
Well,
it used to be Harvey when he was there.
Wrong guy.
Yeah, it's back behind it.
Yeah. Are we going to put it back to the south airport?
Mm-hmm. Put that little remote control airstrip.
Yeah.
Kind of butts up against Wayne Nelson's front.
Yeah, it's very easy. But where on the property this is going to be located at?
Yeah.
Even if they could provide us a map, would be the only
no.
But we own the property.
How did we end up with it?
Well, we had to buy that property from Hanson to put the wastewater treatment ponds there, and we had to buy his house, which is that old house that should be torn down that's out there. And that was in 1983 or 84.
So there's one building on there for the shooting range, and they want another building. Because the fairgrounds too busy for... Do you remember when they came and talked to us about... the fairgrounds is... That building is used, that's where they're at now to do this, but it was used a lot, so they wanted to build their own building in addition to the one that's out there at the wastewater plant. My only question that it has a 10-year term. We've run into this before with other people that get grant funding or something. They don't want to, it's too short of a term. I don't know that we want to go for a longer term, but they don't like to fund those things with such a short term because they put all their money into it, and then if we kick them out in 10 years, then...
Well, the problem with that is that really you have no authority to extend the lease beyond the term of your office as far as council members go. So technically, you could only do a 4-year lease. So you could do a lease with what we call automatic renewal. Unless you're notified you're out, then you automatically renew every year, which would maybe avoid that problem. We've never really had that come up, but we've done these long-term leases, and it's not been an issue as to extending beyond your term. The county's run into that problem, but the city really hasn't run into that problem. In other words, you can't decide to bind the next council by a lease. So you're limited to your term because that's the only extent you can bind an incoming. So it's always going to be there, that problem.
They're going to want sewer and water in there too, aren't they?
I'm sure.
What are they?
City shall furnish all need electricity, water, and garbage disposal.
Well, what is the clubhouse? Do you know what the clubhouse does?
It's all city water.
Do they have sewer?
Do they have sewer? You
know, I'm not sure what they got out there. I know they got city water. We and West Virginia.
Well, I'd be interested in seeing where the building is actually going to go, and I would also entertain that we eliminate the utilities falling on the city. I feel like that should be their responsibility.
You know, just from, like, this winter's a good, that thing's going to have some way, they're going to abuse it probably wintertime. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, draining, winterizing, all those, you know, they're gonna use it all winter and pay for the heat, my God. You know, that's, they're gonna be looking at $600-$700 a month to heat that sucker.
For sure.
So if you don't drain it,
it's $200 not going up to my house. It's that big thing.
Why not did you forget to close your window? Just saying that, you know, there's huge liability in a building like that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff for over broke this year.
Mm-hmm. So, Julie, who could we talk to that runs the shooting club that's out there and how?
That comes for the night or the New Year's Eve shoot. Tracy
Colson. It's on the very back of that page. There's three names, board members.
Tracy and Kurt.
That was him.
Well, Tracy Colson.
Yeah.
And I probably have contact information for Tracy.
I need to talk to him about what the costs are in running the club that's out there.
I think we need to look at the length of terms too.
So will they be, since they didn't get funded by the rec board, will they be able to even, will this materialize?
I have not talked to Jim Dawson since he dropped us off, and he dropped us off 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. And then they didn't get funded, so I haven't talked to him since then. So I didn't really answer. I kind of doubt if they'll go forward without the funding, because the materials cost alone, I don't think they have the money for the material costs. But I'll call them.
So if they did put this out there, then how many people did they say used the shooting range?
About 200 and some. I mean, it was a good number.
So does that, I mean, is there access how will that affect your operations?
Well,
out there?
The road in and out of there, if it rains, is almost impossible. Okay. Well, you'd have to build the road, you'd have to gravel, you'd have to gravel. Yeah.
And they won't be by the wastewater plant.
No, they're way in the back by our burn pile that we have it back there. So, I mean, they're pushing us out.
You think 4-H kids, Mike? Come on.
We've got to have our burn pile. We've got to have a catch stick. We have no area to use it. They keep building and pushing us out.
I think the other thing to consider, too, is at least at the fairgrounds, it's being used lots. So here's another building we have that's, is it going to be used for anything else? You know what I mean? It's like,
pretty specific.
Yes, I'd like to see, especially if we're finding anything, lots of use.
Multi-use.
Oh, I'll call it you.
Thanks, guys.
Any more questions on the shooting facility draft, please? Perfect. Major capital construction projects update.
Well, we lost another street we got to go rebuild.
Which one?
Balsam.
Balsam. Oh, it's behind old Ed's body shop?
Yeah. It's, well, when they did the part of it back there, they put that felt down on part of the street. But whoever was watching over it didn't watch them put it the rest of the way. So we got to sub it out and buy material, come back in with felt, and rebuild three quarters of it.
The cul-de-sac, does that have foundry?
The cul-de-sac's good.
And it's everything up there in the Fetterman.
We have the straight
600 feet of it.
600, 700 feet of it, yeah.
So that's what needs to be replaced, is 700 feet?
Yep, repaired. And that's going to be fun because there's only one way in and one way out of that place.
Yeah,
pretty much every trailer down there is occupied. Yeah.
We have something to contract out.
We could.
Kind of a large project.
Well, I think I could get it done in about 5 days. It's up to you guys if you want to contract it out. Wouldn't break my heart any. I can tell you that.
Do you guys have a cost estimate on the materials?
Not yet. I've been calling around the super because we're going to have to get some extra gravel and we checked on the matting, and time-wise, yeah, I'm figuring 5 days in and out of there. But
where does that put you, Larry, with the rest of our projects? I know we've got a couple of streets that absolutely need to get it down there. Would we be able to get those taken?
Well, like Erie's there, we were just waiting on rent for Erie.
The pre-bid meeting on Erie and Delaware is Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then the bid is next week. So,
as far as other street repairs, I know there's a ton of problems.
No, there's a ton of them that we're going to dig up. Parts of Carrington are going to have
really?
To be replaced. And
is that going to be swamping a lot of your guys' time this summer?
Well,
I guess my question is, are we going to be able to stay ahead of the potholes, or do we need to get you guys some help?
I think we can stay ahead.
Yeah.
We just got to, you know, like, Balsam, I was told Kevin, I said, we got to put that off till later in the date when that ground dries up there because it's a swamp.
Yeah.
And it'd be better to do that like in July.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we can make it passable for them, make it, you know, so they're not.
Maintain it.
You know, and then we can go around and catch up on our other ones and then do that one in the later part when it's hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
100 degree days will cook it dry.
Yeah, everything's firming up a lot as it is right now.
Yeah,
compared to all the moisture. Okay.
Where are we at on the alleys?
Well, we started them. Then we had a little breakdown. And we're gonna, oh, these over here?
Yeah.
I thought when
they were supposed to start first.
I thought he has a meeting scheduled for Thursday, but I haven't to meet with the business owners. down here, but I haven't seen it promoted. He called me about that. I'll follow up with him, but to tell the people where they were starting, how long he thought it would, and this would be with Barnum, how long Barnum felt it would take, which end they're going to start on, and kind of how it will go this summer.
Kind of a schedule.
Yeah.
When, where, how.
Guys were out there yesterday and we placed a bunch of concrete around the manholes and stuff. So it's kind of a obstacle course to try to drive through there on the new road. So many barricades.
The idea that Martin had a bunch of stuff there that they had to catch up on.
Yep. I think I got most everything poured yesterday, tore out and poured.
Thank you.
Cinema Drive, did it get, Scott keeps saying it's pretty torn up from,
yeah.
So what will we do with that?
We're going to have to go in there and sub that out. Whoever designed it didn't put a drainage in it. There's no drainage on that street to get it to drain where it should drain. I mean,
it's so flat it doesn't get storm drain up front.
They drain it out into a pasture. Well, then the dirt builds up, builds up, builds up. Well, there's no way for it to get out through there. So, I mean, there was storm drain right there on the highway. Why didn't they?
And which part is that? Is that the part like in front where Ruby Electric and stuff?
Yeah, the part that's asphalt.
Yeah. Well, and then where that plumbing shop is up there, it's nothing but a pool.
Does that have water for a plumbing shop? Just joking.
When they first built that, they had that big old detention pond there up front. And then when they did Hart Street and 16 East, then they put storm drain. They didn't have storm drain when they built it. That was, they had that big hole there in the parking lot. Still is.
But yeah, the drainage is there. I mean, we got to go there and redig it all, especially over there by what's his name, Big Blue.
Jerry Osborne.
Yeah. There's a hole as big as this table in there right now.
That's because he keeps trying to have a VW.
That they built the same thing up here. They build these streets flat.
Yeah.
There's no crown in them. They're just flat straight across. Mm-hmm. They're just a big pond. I don't know why.
They don't drain and it's hard on the street because it just sits there.
Yeah. It's usually sitting in the gutter. It takes a lot better than sitting right off the middle of the street all the time.
Get 3 inches of slush and it dams it up.
Is that drain? Is that a developer issue or is that a city issue?
Well, now it's ours. So we'll have to figure out, and you can't drain your city street into somebody's private land.
Yeah.
And the way them are set up out there, they
I don't know how you drain that elevation-wise back to the highway. You'd have to go east, wouldn't you, to drain it down that?
Well, that's the way they got it set up right now, but it don't go very far.
Yeah. But I mean,
the streets are too flat. There's no crown in them, nothing to push the water off of the street.
But if you were going to run a storm sewer out of there, which way would you go?
You'd have to go east.
Yeah.
Or you'd go south. You could go south because the storm sewer runs right down the highway. But then you've got to get permission from the state to tie into their storm sewers.
There's only one inlet, but on the south.
Right. This is the first where you come off the highway.
Yeah. And that's so flat there, it still holds water in the street because it won't run across the road to the storm drain. Fall.
I mean, so that's all a civil drive has to go to that.
Yeah.
One. Unfortunately, we can't fix the crowns at this meeting. So needless to say, there's more information to come on that.
Yeah.
And you guys are,
I don't know who's got that piece right across from Jerry Osborne, because your house around that corner has to drain down to that corner and go out in behind the old...
Curran still owns that that they've sold.
But that's where it's, that's where it's meant to go.
Right.
So you want to come on then?
What did you look to?
Anything else on major capital construction projects?
Well, we got a couple of flaws down on the boats, but we're going to have that company come back and take care of.
What's the big hole by the ballpark, Krasinski Park?
One of the bottom fell out of it.
I think one of the western.
No, it was just a big soft spot. We had to.
Oh, you just. Yeah.
Leading towards the drive.
Well, it's getting in the way of people dumping their leaves.
The boys are cleaning it up this morning.
Okay.
Speaking of that, I see a number of listening to where don't dump the leaves till the dumpsters are in.
But they're out now. And the red cans are flying out the door?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Need somebody just to sit there all day long.
Is that, what, $5 a week?
$5 a month.
$5 a month for the red cans.
Extremely reasonable. Chief was saying this morning that he's kind of tired of being police chief. He wouldn't mind sitting
there. Yeah, I
that's a breeze cake.
You think your 4 minute breeze a lot? Try that one.
Hot coffee.
Sign
me up.
Okay, nothing else on major capital construction projects. We'll start with Department Head Ms. Julie.
Pretty easy council meeting tonight. The Big Iron Auctions rib cook-off, Pop D-Day proclamation, Longmire Days. Thanks. A couple more requests for Longmire Days, and then we'll do our mill levy resolution, just certifying to the county that we want to assess the full 8 mills.
Anything else, man? Fire Chief Gannon.
Nothing.
Police Chief, what's that?
I was in Wascop last week, so all the sheriffs and chiefs from around the state.
Saw your picture.
Yeah, the conference down there was good. Number one issue is, like everybody, staffing and retention, trying to hold and be qualified folks that want to work. Had a pretty interesting sheriff from New Mexico talk about the border crisis. And it was quite eye-opening from what he talked about. So there's a group from South Dakota going, and they're going to have some sheriffs and chiefs from our state headed to the border to work down there for a couple of days. So maybe heading to the border with the exec, just to kind of see where all our issues are coming from. And other than that, that's
pretty cool. You're the new sheriff of Wasco.
What's that?
You're the new sheriff of Wasco.
No.
Kidding.
I got a leave duty, too.
Building Inspector Agency.
I don't have anything off the top of my head. Just getting back into the swing things. Back from my mini vacation.
Did you win?
We kind of won. It was a team thing. Yeah, we had two team dinner, and we ended up coming away with third in ribs and second in pork butt. So
nice work.
Not too bad. So yeah. So I don't have anything on my head, you know.
Public Works, Kevin Silvernagle and Larry Hubert.
Just what you heard from me already. What we got?
I've got a couple issues.
Never dread when Google says issues.
Well, I get met on the street all the time with these questions. Hugh Jennings talked to me about the connections to his sewer line. Apparently, he lives on the corner of South Burritt and West Palmerly, which is right up near the top of High School Hill. And his house has a sewer service line that goes through someone else's property. And there's actually three service lines on that corner that all go through one property, which is improper. But that property that Tim Losey owned is for sale, and they're worried that they're going to get shut off. And he said that they could drain it down the alley. I can't figure the elevations here. There's an alley, which would be a half block off east of Burritt, where there's a line that would have to be extended by the city in order to pick them up. I don't know how that would work.
There's no line there. They would have to put a line in the alley.
Well, the question is, who would pay for that line to bring it down to the alley if they paid for the service line? Would the city pay for the installation of that line to extend it down the alley? I told him I'd ask you.
How far does that have to go?
It would probably have to go probably 100 feet or better.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure there might have to be a manhole put in too. Because you got to have a way to service the line. Might be two manholes you might have to put in.
Basically, as it's now, Tim Losey's house, the house for sale, there's three other houses that they all, for some reason, at one point run into one line, and that one line goes out to the main. And so everybody, it kind of all converges right under his house. So if there's a backup, he's the lowest in elevation, so he's going to get the bat into the stick there. So, you know.
So Hugh's right in predicting what's going to happen.
It's going to wait forever.
Yeah,
I mean, there's probably one owner on the whole thing at one time, and then he dumped it, and nobody's kind of working on it.
We have a similar situation in that part of the world around Garrett Dotson's old house right by the old high school football field there on the corner. Is that a similar something about multiple lines around the same thing? Yeah.
But they rerouted that one.
They did.
Yeah.
And did that expense fall on the homeowner?
Yep.
They did.
Yeah.
Right. Including putting the line in the extending the main?
No, they did not extend the main.
Kind of
I think the question here is, who's paying for bringing up the sewer?
I mean, I know the houses are higher than the alley, so I don't think there'd be much problem. That sewer's really much higher.
I have a second issue, man.
Okay, so Larry, on the Hugh James request, can you figure out how far we have to go and figure out what all we're going to need for that?
Yeah.
And then we'll, in the words of the White House, we'll circle back.
Well, I think, too, I could have Hugh Jennings contact Brent and with engineering and have them tell us what it's going to do, or Larry can talk to Brent.
Yeah, I can talk to Brent, too.
Is that on legal's agenda?
Yes, I have one more item, and that's Les Hook.
So, Les is retired. So, don't know the exact date yet, but it will be
drainage. The question is, Les's house currently sits on city property. And so, what do we do about that? He owns the house that sits on city property.
Yeah, he owns the house and we own the land.
Yep.
Yeah.
How would that happen?
Well, well, you have to commit to the city for 30 years first.
Or 40 years. Yeah. Probably over 40. Well, he started
in 82 when he started there.
Wow. You'd have to commit at least 30 years.
So, the reason that...
It's kind of like paying a mortgage for 30 years. Well, I suggest, and he's willing to deed the house to the city if he can live there. So, he and he's married, his wife is... Good health. They could live there a long time.
Yeah.
But we could, I think, he could give us a bill of sale or a deed for his home, which sits on city property, and reserve a life estate. And nothing changes. And when they pass, then the house belongs to the city. It's not a good situation.
Where is this located?
Huh?
By the water treatment plant. Turkey Lane. Okay.
He's off Turkey Lane. Mm.
So before we had the technology that we have, it benefited us to have a water, just like we have a house out at the wastewater plant. They lived there and they serviced this and they answered all the calls all night long and everything. Now it's on your phone and you get it tells you when you have to go into, you know, so things change. That's why we ended up with these two houses.
And I'm guessing selling less the land isn't an option?
No, you can't sell city property very easily without going to public bid.
Well, they'd have to be just a little public because the storage tank right there's a lot of city infrastructure.
It's right in the middle of all the city infrastructure there.
There's a line of the home that could be moved off, or is it a stick built?
It's a stick built house on a foundation.
It's a modular.
It's a modular on the foundation, I think. But that's expensive to move them to.
Well, legal, can you look at different options for us?
Well, sure. I mean, one thing is, like you said, a life estate. And the only thing I worry about when you do that is, you know, what's their responsibility for upkeep then, and whether they'll maintain the property in the same condition it's being maintained in now. I suppose we could put that in a deed or require him to do that.
Does Les have any kids?
Yeah.
He does? And there wouldn't be any issues with kids wanting to take the home after?
No, we would.
Okay.
We would. The home would, in essence, be deeded to the city now. And the only right they would have is to live there.
Okay.
And the only worry I have about doing that is that it's being maintained properly. And so that would be the only hesitation I would have.
So for the recent future, I guess, the short term, I mean, while Les was retiring from the city, we still have lots of his knowledge and, I mean, he can still...
Benefit us.
Yeah, I mean, I think it consult.
Yeah.
Is that so we wouldn't have to pay for it? Is that something that we...
No, we would not pay for anything. he would deed the home to us, reserving the life estate. He would have to say, you know, I think we need to have him maintain it, insure it, keep it properly. You know, I suppose the taxes are still, well, I don't know what's going to happen with the tax assessor once it becomes city property. Maybe they don't have to pay taxes, I don't know.
It's getting better all the time.
So, the other issue is the access. They would have to protect their access in and out. And that's the only thing I'm not familiar with, how they get in there. Do you know?
Off Turkey Lane.
Yeah, is there?
And it's a the road that's for the access to the water plant.
Yeah, I think we'd have to, but we'd have to have that surveyed and an easement to the house to protect them, that it wouldn't get closed off. So we've got a house they live in, but they can't get to it, kind of thing.
Yeah. And the other way to get through would be through the water plant around the backside. I mean, there's actually two ways, but then you'd be going through the water plant.
Make more sense to me. That easement to that house only on
Turkey Lane. Yeah.
Some people aren't driving through the water treatment.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Well, should we go up and maintain Turkey Lane for them? That's part of what the city's easement for getting to use that back road. We take the blade up there and put gravel in it, and we blade it and keep it smooth for them.
Kick up a bunch of dust.
Good thing you brought that up, because we have part of our concession was that we would do dust mitigation up there. And we met with them.
Magnet chloride, something like that. Yeah.
I thought we did put
magnet
chloride down on that last year.
Or is that it did get done last year, yeah. Every year. Yeah.
It should be done again.
Yeah, it's a year.
So we need to make sure, I think the county has a bit out.
Someone to check on.
Yeah.
Check into it. Scott.
So, yeah.
Well, I'll draft a deed with a reservation of rights and some requirements that they maintain it. And I think, I mean, I would like to get an easement defined by an engineer, a surveyor of that road that goes in there so that that attaches to their property, to this property.
Is that something Larry and Kevin can set up for?
Brent.
See, that road only gets used by less than his wife.
Yeah. Okay.
All any water trucks that come in to fill, they got to go through the water plant. They don't get because they cannot come down Turkey Lane.
Oh, okay.
And then they can run and go back out through the water plant.
Well, if that's all right, if the council would agree to do that, I think that's the best solution to the problem.
Yeah, I think so.
It doesn't cost us anything.
I'm wondering, is there any way we could ask for his consulting without payment for that privilege to stay in his house?
I'm sure we could get some agreement with him, informal agreement, that he would provide whatever knowledge he has whenever we request it. He's suffering from long-term COVID, he told me, and he just can't get it. Take care of
it. I can't see this. I'm not offering service.
As long as he's able, yeah, I don't see where he wouldn't be willing to help.
I don't think it's a matter of wanting to retire.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's. Just can't do it. But anyway, I'll do that and I'll get something before you. I mentioned it to Les yesterday, and he sounded very relieved if he could do that. A lot of stress off him if he could stay there and not have to move.
Mm-hmm.
So, for sure. It's a big deal. Damn. All right, that's all I have.
Council and board liaison updates. We'll reverse.
I feel like there was something, but I can't remember right now.
Nothing, I guess. Sorry.
The wine is getting ready to finish the landscaping down at Wine the Park and adding some slides and stuff for their expanding their daycare down there, and they need more outside area for that. But that's all part of, or all funded through the, internally through the Y, through their fundraising efforts and reserves, and they're also going to redo the landscaping in front of the Y. That's all part of their summer project this year to upkeep the ground. But again, they're paying for that themselves. That's about all I got.
I don't have much. Pool board meeting. The pool's moving dead ahead. I think they met with you folks on their want and wish lists. I know they were wanting at least the pads for the cabanas board this year.
They were going to check with getting that contracted out to get somebody to do those. Get the pads board with
them. Couple items in the snack shack that the health department says needs to be redone or fixed. One's a sink, and I think we have about a year left on flooring in there.
Hand wash sink, because you have to
require hand wash sink, and that's, I think that's easy to fix. Ice machine. So there was some debate on how the snack shack was going to go moving forward. It hasn't been a real big success over the last couple of years. I'm not sure who was all on the run council, but there was a little bit of a money loss on the snack shack side last year. And so the board's arguing with that. Not much exciting or groundbreaking at the last JOCO meeting. They have some board training classes coming up, and I do apologize, I don't have those dates on the top of my head. But if you want to learn how to be on board, they're doing some training.
It's next Wednesday, I think it's the 10th, starting at 11 a.m.
Okay. So sounds like some good training there. And that's about all I have. The CJC Joint Powers Board, and I think when we talked about that at the last budget meeting, what they were asking for a lengthy laundry list of future upcoming needs and maintenance issues up at the CJC. Anybody have anything else?
Mayor, I did remember.
Oh, go ahead. Transport is moving forward on our plan, and we still need information on how to handle proceed forward with e-bikes. We put those in the plan. We'd really like to know more about the trail that the county is doing on Bypass Road, and how, you know, we just don't have information on it. And as we're developing this plan and updating our maps, we want to be able to include that. So if there's any way we can get more information on those two items. We're also working in cooperation, or they are, with the schools to put QR codes about what animal life, vegetation along the trail. So the kids are going to come up and maintain those QR codes, so they'll be changeable and be able to update if there's any problem with them, just to help walkers that are new to our area identify what they're seeing, whether it be a Russian olive or, you know, deer, those types of things.
Poison ivy.
Poison ivy, yeah. You could use that one. But I think it's a great joint effort with the schools, yeah, and to get our kids maybe out of, you know, on the trails.
Poison ivy? Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, and I missed the last planning and zoning. Is there any update from...
That was actually what I was going to touch base on. One of the things, and Kay, you can back me up on this, my partners and I went to the planning and zoning for a variance on the parking lot to the east of the brewery.
And during that discussion, it was a good conversation and everything, but during that discussion, it was pointed out that we're holding our citizens to a higher standard than we are at the city of Buffalo, requiring all these businesses to come in and pay parking lots and whatnot. And then we can look around town. I mean, from here, I can see a mud pit of a parking lot behind 4th on Main. And it really puts the Planning and Zoning Commission in a tough position when they're picking and choosing who's required to pay their parking lots and not, when the city doesn't even do it themselves. So I talked to Rick Myers about this, and I think we need to make that one of our top goals, is to try to update all of our parking lots and bring them to our city standards. If we're asking our citizens to do it, I don't see why we shouldn't also be showing that we're making an effort to do the same thing on our end. So I just wanted to bring that up. It's kind of a heated meeting, but I think some good things were brought up and pointed out, and one of them being, you know, the city's expecting our citizens to...
I think we need to acknowledge, too, that there's businesses out there, existing businesses, that don't have paid lots, but that's grandfathered in.
Right.
So we need to extend the city a little of that grace. You know, we can't tackle it all at once, but to proceed forward. Like, I wouldn't want to work on the golf cart parking lot if they're going to go in and construct and ruin that parking lot.
Right.
So I think we need to choose our places and chip away, just like we are at potholes and... Mm-hmm. Making the streets and infrastructure better.
Right.
And I think, just speaking to the lot behind 4th on Main, from my understanding, we're waiting for direction from council. What are we going to do with it? Because were we going to pave it? Was it going to be a pocket park? Was it going to be a seating area? Were we going to try to buy the adjacent structures and make it all parking? When we obtained that lot, that was supposed to be a big flow from Crazy Woman Square over to Brzezinski Park, that we got parking over that way. And then that's when we had Vision Buffalo, and Vision Buffalo isn't here anymore. And so we just sat with that lot, wondering. And it's a great place for Dennis to park. So.
It'd be like to get a step out into a pothole. Get wet.
Hey, those are extras. We ordered them in this year.
No, it'd be nice to get that fixed up.
Is that something that could be looked at when they're done working on those alleys?
Yeah, I would think.
But I mean, it wouldn't be on the same bid. Obviously, they bid it, but was that a good opportunity?
They're good to concrete the alleys, but I mean, if you're going to make that a parking lot, you should concrete it. I mean, no sense putting asphalt in there for people to sit there all when it's 100 degrees out and turn their tires on it and tear it up. Otherwise, all you're going to do is be maintaining it all the time. Because it's wet down there, you know.
And when we get those big, heavy rain events, it's almost underwater with all the water coming down the hill.
Yeah, I mean,
concrete would hold up. Concrete's more money than the initial, but it's cheaper in the long run because less maintenance.
Well, if you concrete, that guarantee the council down the road will want to do something different with it. So yeah. Not concrete.
It doesn't matter what they do, right or wrong.
I mean, that'd be what I would do to it. I mean, it's a mess.
But they can't encumber it if you can encumber it.
And sort of kind of piggyback on John there, so what I guess I've decided as the building inspector to do is to do that. What I'm doing is it's a nexus to if they apply for a building permit or they apply to do a change of some sort, you know, I take a strong look at the whole property, what's wrong, what's not in compliance, and at that point, that's the nexus to, all right, applied for a building permit, but now you've got to bring the whole shebang up to city ordinances. And so instead of going out and beating on everybody's door that doesn't have a paid parking lot and saying, you have this many days, we'll do, I just kind of wait until the gradually trickle in and we'll start improving things as we go. You know, and so, I mean, that's the way the ordinance reads, is parking going to be paved or asphalted, or concreted, sorry. And so that's kind of the whole, basically the review of the plans of when they come into me of the whole property, not just, okay, we're remodeling a room inside. Well, we're taking a better look at it. So the only thing we can do besides that is go in and change the ordinance and say, Or they can apply for a variance to ordinance like John did, but I guess, you know, basically I'm saying here's what the rules say, so you can, it's not my job to give you a variance, it's just my job to say here's what you can do about it. And so, like John's, their case, they got a variance for it for a couple of years to figure out what they want to do there. And so, are we going to have a lot of those now? If come in, that's a, you know, that may be an issue for planning a variance where it's another constant. There are a bunch of people coming for variances, and you kind of got to watch that too, because then if you start, I mean, you're going to set the precedence. If you're giving everybody a variance, then we might as well just get rid of the ordinance, that particular ordinance, if that's what we're going to do. You know, the planning zone is going to give variance after variance after variance, then we might as well just rewrite that ordinance and not.
But it's not saying that they're not doing it, just extending the time period that they can afford to do it.
Yeah, I understand. It's just, I mean, and then things fall through the crack. And then, you know what I mean? 2 years later.
But you can still come back to that variance and say you need to hold up your end of the deal.
Yeah, I know.
And I guess it comes down to what we want our city to look like.
Right. That's, yeah. I think it's a good thing. I mean, it's just a matter of what it is. Yeah, it's going to look like the biggest. Do it.
I want to look like the biggest. But no, I couldn't agree with what.
So you mean you're going to have to concrete or do our whole city yard?
Right.
I think you're going to have to pay the rest of the park club fire hall, sure.
You know, so it's your parking, unloading, and loading. I mean, so if you're using it as a storage yard, that's not. I mean, that's your main parking area. So you have parking spots out front, your parking bays in front of your garages, and then I think you'd at least have to do the approach in so far. The big thing is in the mud and the rocks and dirt that come off these things that dirty up the street. But,
well, yeah. I mean, you can drive up Fetterman and all the mud that comes down the street, they're remodeling half of the buildings and right up through there, too.
Yeah. And so that's where I see is at least your approach for so far into that thing, you know, and not necessarily that whole area used for pipe storage and everything else. It's just your main parking, loading, and unloading areas.
Doesn't that lead up to drainage issues? If everything you have starts becoming paved, then where does the rain go?
So does 10,000 feet, you'll have to bring anything over 10,000 square feet, you'll have to accompany that with a drainage study. An engineer drainage study, and that's part of the ordinance also. Yeah, anything over 10,000 square feet will have to be an engineer drainage study that accompanies your plan for doing that.
It just seems that if we pave all of Buffalo, where is the rain go? We start talking about the tests. No, it's Curtis.
No, but now the particular parking lot that Councilman Camino was talking about, the
you see, most businesses, and I'm sure there's one too, do their concrete or paving willingly just to keep their businesses clean.
Right.
Tracking mud through this tanner bill gets rather large.
For sure.
Yeah, John's got to speak to room. No, I mean, that parking lot to the east of the brewery there is definitely a mess, and we had that intention of doing something to keep everything from rolling out there, but, I mean, it was like $70,000 to concrete or pave that, and so, and we're already at $1.2 million on that project, so I'm like, it's not an option for us, and we either have to shut the building down or get a variance, like Terry allowed us to do, so it was just, you know, one of those things that I'm like, we should try to be as friendly to developers as we possibly can while also being mindful of the way we're trying to grow our city and make it look. But again, that's why they have the variances there for these situations. So awesome. I appreciate that.
Anything else on that? Council, I know you guys all got an invite. The Wyoming Community Foundation board and staff invites you to join us for an evening reception as a way to say thank you for building a better Wyoming. That's Tuesday, June 6th, 6 to 7:30 at Bozeman Trail Steakhouse. Appetizers and refreshments. So, if you want to go,
The 19th is your ISBPD.
Can I add one thing? It's the 40th anniversary next May 17th through the 13th of the National Travel and Tourism Week. So we're going to hopefully promote that through the Tourism Board, but just wanted to share that it's the 40th anniversary for that next week.
And that's when I'm planning my vacation.
Helpful.
And we'll see my dreams.